234. Whitney's Cotton Gin, 1793. Eli Whitney was a Connecticut schoolmaster. He went to Georgia to teach General Greene's children. He was very ingenious, and one day Mrs. Greene suggested to him that he might make a machine which would separate the cotton fiber from the cotton seed. Whitney set to work and soon made an engine, or gin, as he called it, that would do this. The first machine was a rude affair, but even with it, one slave could clean 100 pounds of cotton in a day. Mrs. Greene's neighbors promptly broke into Whitney's shop and stole his machine. Whitney's cotton gin made the growing of cotton profitable, and so fastened slavery on the South. With the exception of the steam locomotive and the reaper, no invention has so tremendously influenced the history of the United States. 235. Colonial manufactures. Before the Revolutionary War, there were very few mills or factories in the colonies. There was no money to put into such undertakings, and no operatives to work the mills if they had been built. The only colonial manufactures that amounted to much were the making of nails and shoes. These articles could be made at home, on the farms, in the winter, when no work could be done out of doors.